In the letter, scientists argue gray wolves have not recovered to their historic range and that federal wildlife managers wrongly relied on the health of the Great Lakes wolf population in reaching its decision. Francisco Santiago Avila is a postdoctoral researcher at UW-Madison who signed the letter.
This argument that the wolf has recovered nationally simply because we have enough pockets that may be doing well, it doesn't hold water for a statute that is trying to protect the species at a national level.
They say federal wildlife managers failed to use the best science in its move to delist the wolf, adding that state management threatens their recovery. But not all scientists support relisting the animal as endangered, adding that overly aggressive wolf harvests in some states have decreased public trust in state management. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.